Hey, everybody, and welcome to the podcast today. I hope that you are ready to be motivated this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whenever you're listening to this, on whatever day ends with a why that you're listening to this. I hope it fires you up to make better choices and to get your body moving, because it's so, so very important, especially as we enter midlife. So sit back, kick back, get ready to work out, because as soon as we finish this little talk, you're going to be ready to get moving. All right, let's go.
Hey friend, welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again. Open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning.
So I'm going to start today's little talk with a little backstory. It won't take long, I promise. But I was in Goodwill a few months ago looking at books. I was looking at a bunch of stuff, but I was looking at books because if you are ever just looking for some, you know, beach books or just something in general, some books to read, Goodwill is a great place to go because there are so many people that are cleaning out their houses that have great books and they haven't donated them to the library or anywhere. They've taken them to Goodwill. And so they are there ready for you to come check them out and pick up for just a few bucks a piece. So you win and Goodwill wins. So anyway, I was there a few months ago, and I saw the book Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. Now, Sheryl Sandberg, she is a former Facebook executive. I think she stepped down sometime last year, but I saw the book and I was like, I know I should get that. I'm not exactly sure why yet, but as I started reading it, I found that Sheryl and I are both the same age. We were born the same year, graduated from high school the same year. And it's been kind of interesting to read and see how her career path went and how mine is compared to that, you know, just for my own knowledge. But it's been a very interesting read on women in leadership roles. But that's not the purpose of this talk. I was reading last week, and something that she wrote really struck me. And I'm going to grab it right now. It's behind me. She said, and she wasn't talking about the health journey, but she did say, motivation comes from working on things that we care about. And I was like, well, damn, that is profound. And it is so true. And I don't think that I have spoken that as a reason to be motivated. We're motivated by things that we care about. So that got me to thinking, you know, I can try to motivate you as much as possible, but if you aren't caring about the thing that you're trying to be motivated to do, then you're not going to do it. For me, I could listen to a motivational talk about going to the grocery, but I could care less about going to the grocery. So it's not going to fire me up. Basically, the thing you have to do is you have to determine and figure out the reason why you care about the thing you want to be motivated for. Why is it important to you? What benefits is it going to bring you? What are the good and bad things that are going to happen if you don't do it? You know, you got to kind of think about it in a 365 degree view. Basically, the bottom line is you have to determine why. Why is it important? Because once you determine why it is that important to you, then you're going to want to do it, whether you have me in your ear telling you you have to do it or not. You need to sit down and figure out the whys, and the mindset behind it, behind everything that we are doing, is so very important. That is why when I was sitting down at the end of last year, putting together the Midlife in Motion program, I knew that it couldn't just be videos of me telling you what you need to eat and giving you workouts that you need to do. That's all fine and good. But if you don't care about those things, and if you don't know the reason why and behind why you want to focus on those things, then you're not going to succeed and you're not going to get very far. So I decided that the very first part of the program needed to be kind of delving into clarity of what is important to you, what your goals are, where you are starting, because most of us are starting down into some sort of health journey, but we don't know where we're starting. And so if you don't know where you're starting, you have no idea how far you can get in 30 days. You may have some big blown out idea of what you want your goal to be, but it might not be your 30-day goal. It may need to be more like a year goal, 6-month goal, or a year goal, or maybe even a 5-year goal. Who knows? But it's very important to sit down in your own body and to figure out your whys. Why do you want this thing? And where are you starting? And how do you feel about yourself right now? Those things are very important, I think, before you kind of jump into a health journey. It will definitely help you succeed. So anyway, so if you are interested in checking out the Midlife in Motion program, where we do indeed get this clarity before you get all the nutrition facts that you need and the actual workouts for you to do and a plan put together for you, you need to go to check that out at my website, www.leslielmcshane.com. All the details are there and everything that you might need to know about the program. Or if you want to grab a coaching call with me so we can work out some clarity of where you're starting and figure out where you need to go in 30 days and why you care. We can do that together. Again, at my website, www.leslielmcshane.com. All right, that's it for today, everybody. I hope that you are motivated to get out there and start moving your body. And if you need more motivation, book a call with me or come back to our next little motivational talk. I'll be right here. Make sure to rate and review after you've gone to work out, of course. And until next time, remember to show as much compassion to others as you yourself need today. Keep working on make this world a better place. Sending love to all. See ya. Bye.